surrounded around the world in a way that we don't now do not now understand. Are fast fulfilling. The time of trouble is very near us now. We are to be brought into straight places in a way in which we have not been brought heretofore. The time of trouble is near, and we are to awake to a realization of this. We are to be sure that our feet are in the narrow path. We need an experience that we have not yet had, that we may have the assurance that the God of all grace is a very present help in time of need. The time of trouble, trouble such as was not since there was a nation, is right upon us. And we are like the sleeping virgins. We are to awake and ask the Lord Jesus to place underneath us his everlasting arms and carry us through the time of trial before us. Let us turn our attention away from unimportant things and give ourselves to God. We scarcely dream of the destroying angels that already are permitted to bring disaster and destruction in their path. Shall my life be spared to act a part in the closing scenes of this earth's history? How little we know of what is going on in heaven. What fearful indifference those on this earth show to eternal realities. Souls are unprepared for what is about to take place in our world. The warning must be given. The end of all things is at hand. Again, I say to my ministering brethren in Battle Creek, preach the word. The last message of mercy is to be given to prepare a people to stand in these last days. Everything is to be shaken that can be shaken, and those things that cannot be shaken may remain. That those things that cannot be shaken may remain. This is what has been presented to me, that we are asleep and do not know the time of our visitation. But if we humble ourselves before God and seek Him with whole heart, He will be found of us. Brothers and sisters, the attention of the churches must be aroused. What does it need to be aroused to? To the fact that the time of trouble is approaching. Our probation's about to close. The greatest crisis of all time is here. We must arouse. We must shake off this Laodicean lethargy before it takes us unaware. Brothers and sisters, the purification of God's church is present truth. God is about to purify His church, and before that time, in total agreement with His character, He's seeking to forewarn us.